fulfillment of Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd. Then we looked at it from the perspective of the sheep, which is us, all the blessings that the Good Shepherd gives to us as his sheep. Tonight we focus on the first part of the chapter where Jesus talks about being the door to the heaven or to the sheepfold. And so we'll just look at the first 10 verses and understand this as one of the I Ams that we've talked about, the 12 I Ams of John. One of them is he is the door. So verse 1, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. This parable spake Jesus unto them, but they understood not what things they were which he spake unto them. Then said Jesus unto them again, Verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. The thief cometh not, but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly." So I am the door. Let's pray. Dear Lord, we love you. We thank you for your word, the privilege to open it in the middle of the week. Just pray you'll use it now to truly bless our hearts. Lord, we want to hear from you. And so, Lord, we pray that each one of us would listen and learn and be changed through the power of this amazing book you've given to us. And may Jesus Christ, our Savior, be magnified, in whose name we pray. Amen. So Jesus here talking about the door to the sheepfold, which of course is, we will understand, is representative of heaven. And as he explains there in verse 1, many are trying to get up some other way. Many are trying to find some other way to get into the sheepfold, and we face it all the time as Christians, don't we? People believing that they're going to get there by being good, or by getting baptized, or by being part of a church, or whatever, this long list of things that the world is coming up with to say, I want to get there some other way. And as it says there in verse 1, he climbeth up some other way. And there's plenty other ways out there. The problem is, none of them will get you into the sheepfold. There's plenty climbing and trying to get there some other way. But you know what? There's only one way, according to our Creator. And that's Jesus. He told us that, didn't he, in John 14:6. What did he say? I am the way. I'm the way. I'm not one of the ways. I am the way. And as he says here, many are trying to climb up some other way. There is no other way. Jesus is the way. And that's why he says there in verse 2, he to entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. So he's saying, as the shepherd, I control the door. But as we'll see later on, he not only controls the door, but he is the door. And then he says in verse 3, to him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. If you go to Romans 8, the Bible talks about how those of us that are Christians, we are the called. It said there that he calleth them by their name. If you're here tonight and you're born again, you've been called of God to be one of his sheep. Look at Romans 8:28. Most of us know it by heart, at least the first bit. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God. But look at the next phrase. To them who are the, what? Called according to his purpose. If you're born again, you're called. You're one of the called according to his purpose. And those of us that are called, we can know that our God loves us and that everything that he allows into our lives is for our good. We can know this because we are the called. And so as Jesus says there in verse 3 of John 10, he calleth them by name. So we're told there in verse 7, Jesus said unto them again, Verily, verily, I say unto you, he's making it clear now, I am the door. So he said in verse 3, I enter by the door. Now he's saying, I am the door of the sheep. So not only is he the good shepherd of the sheep, but he is the door to the sheepfold. And so he not only controls who gets to go into heaven, he is the way into heaven. Praise the Lord. He is the door, and once we enter the door, he's a shepherd as well of the sheep. And that's why he said in John 3, you must be born again. You must. And we already mentioned John 14, 6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the way, but there's other verses that make this very clear. Acts 4, 12, for example. It says, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. There is no other name other than the name of Jesus Christ by which we must be saved. And of course, 1 John 5:12. We can turn there, but most of us know this verse. One of the clearest and simplest verses in the Bible on salvation. I say that because it's a verse where every word is one syllable. So nobody can say it's too complicated. 1 John 5:12. Look what it says. He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. All one syllable words. And it says, what? You only have life if you have the Son. And if you don't have Son, you don't have life. There's only one way to life, and that is through the one who is life, Jesus. The door, the only door, to the one sheepfold over which Jesus is also the good shepherd. So isn't it interesting? Go back to our passage of verse 8. He says, all that ever came before me are thieves and robbers. And you know, after him, there have been many thieves and robbers. People saying, oh, there's another way. And isn't it amazing how people want to flock to these people who say there's another way? Buddha, Muhammad. Right, there's the founders of two of the largest quote-unquote religions in the world. Joseph Smith, he's a thief and a robber. He founded the Mormons. Mary Baker Eddy, she founded the Christian Science. Charles Taze Russell, founded the Jehovah's Witness. Ellen G. White, founded the Seventh-day Adventists. And we could go on and on. Alexander Campbell. These are all thieves and robbers. These are all people that come along and say, there's another way. There's another way besides just trusting Jesus Christ and what he did on Calvary. There's other ways, and there aren't. And Jesus himself says that they are thieves and robbers. The Apostle Paul said in Galatians 1:8 that if any brings not his doctrine, let him be accursed. That's God's words, not mine. Galatians 1:8, let him be accursed. Why? Because they're leading people to hell. That's why. So they're thieves and robbers. All these people that say there's another way besides Jesus alone to get to heaven, they're thieves and robbers. So then he makes it very clear here in verse 9. So in verse 3, Jesus says, he that entereth by the door is the shepherd. Then in verse 7, he says, I am the door of the sheep. But then he makes it very clear in verse 9. He just says very plainly, I am the door. That means there's not multiple doors. Amen? There's one door. And so if he doesn't know us, as it says there, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture. If he doesn't know us as his sheep, then we can't enter in by the one door, which is Jesus Christ. And he told a parable about this in Luke 13, if we want to turn there. Luke chapter 13, about a door. But if you're born again tonight, you can say, praise God, I found the door to the one sheepfold, and I'm now one of his sheep, my creator's sheep. Luke 13, 25. When once the master of the house has risen up and has shut to the door, And you begin to stand without it and knock at the door, saying, Lord, Lord, open unto us. And he shall answer and say unto you, I know you not whence ye are. It's a sad saying, isn't it? That there will be people who are saying, let us in. And Jesus will say, I don't know you. You're not one of my sheep. He says, I know my sheep. There's only one way, and that is through the one door. And if we go to Revelation 4, I think it explains when some Christians get to go through that door. Revelation 4, 1, and that's when the trumpet blows. Amen? Some of us, if we're still alive, when the trumpet blows, we get to go through that one door without having to die. Imagine that. After this, I looked, and behold, a door was open in heaven. So there's a door. Did you ever see that in Revelation 4:1 before? There's a door in Revelation 4:1, and this is immediately after the two chapters to the churches. There's a door in heaven, and what does it say? The first voices I heard was, it were as a trumpet. And both of the passages that teach us about the rapture, 1 Corinthians 15 and 1 Thessalonians 4, mention a trumpet. The trump of the Lord, a trumpet. And it goes on to say, come up hither. Come up hither. So Revelation 4:1, I believe, is the rapture. When Christians get to walk through the door when the trumpet blows. And we don't get to enter the door because we're special or better than others. We get to enter the door because we've trusted Jesus Christ as Savior. And remember, he not only is the door, he controls the door. So back to our passage, John 10. Jesus says, I am the door. I control the door. I am the door. And there are many who are trying other doors. Not going to happen. But then he finishes talking about not only all these other thieves, but the thief. Verse 10. The thief, not... Now we're talking about the devil. The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. The thief is Satan. And Satan does not want people to find that door, does he? He wants them to try some other way. Because the last thing he wants is for people to find the door. And we read about that in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, if you want to turn there. But what does he want to do? It says he wants to kill and to destroy. Jesus came to give abundant life. So here in 2 Corinthians 4, look at verse 3. If our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. In whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. How sad. That's the thief. He doesn't want people to be saved. He wants to kill and to destroy. Jesus wants to give abundant life to those who will trust him. And so Jesus Christ is our good shepherd. But he also is the door to the one sheepfold. And you know, the Bible teaches that he even goes further. And once we are his children, did you know that he even controls the doors in our lives? Isn't that exciting? That Jesus Christ watches over us and opens and closes doors. Look at 2 Corinthians 2. You're already in 2 Corinthians 4. Look at 2:12. Paul here, he says, furthermore, when I came to Troas to preach Christ's gospel, and a door was opened unto me, of the Lord. He's saying, God opened a door for me to get the gospel to this particular region. And then look at Colossians 4:3. Paul again, Colossians 4:3, with all praying also for us, that God would open unto us a door of utterance to speak the mystery of Christ, for which I am also in bonds. And then go to Revelations 3:7. Where Jesus, again, is talking to the churches. He says, unto the angel of the church in Philadelphia, write, these things saith he that is holy, he that is true, he that hath the key of David, he that openeth and no man shutteth, and shutteth and no man openeth. I know thy works. Behold, I have set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it. For thou hast a little strength, and hast kept my word, and hast not denied my name. So Jesus Christ, once we are one of his sheep, he is our good shepherd, allows us into his one sheepfold. He watches over us, as we saw as we walked through the chapter. And so he's not only the door and controls the door to the one sheepfold, but he also then controls the doors in our lives from then on. As we trust him, as we commit our works unto the Lord and so forth. So Jesus Christ, one of the 12 I Ams of John, is the I Am the door. And praise God, we found the single door, the one door to heaven, to the one sheepfold, and that is the Lord Jesus Christ himself, who says, I am the door. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord, for your word. Thank you for your goodness.